Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. As we close hour one, I remind you, Susan McGillicuddy, Meridian Township Supervisor, and Mark Meadows, 69th District State Representative, will be with us early in the 6 o'clock hour. Want to welcome in Executive Director of Downtown Lansing Incorporated, DLI. Get used to it. And that is Mindy Bilodeau. Hi, Mindy. How are you?
Good. Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Well, just fine. Tell us about the new identity.
Well, we are so excited to have a new name for our organization, which is, like you said, Downtown Lansing, Inc. Over the past 2 years, we really have brought a whole new focus to the organization, which has really resulted in a new energy that can be seen and felt throughout the downtown community over the past 2 years. So really retooling the identity of the former Principal Shopping District to really reflect the exciting new image of our capital city will really help our organization continue to be and continue that growing momentum really to be the, you know, driver and the catalyst for revitalization in downtown Lansing.
15 years as the Principal Shopping District, was it just the idea that time for a change, or was there something that you and the image makers here thought that would really highlight what Lansing has become?
Well, absolutely. The Principal Shopping District for many years, and rightfully so, has always really been seen by the stakeholders in the community as a maintenance-driven organization, and we still do all these things is, you know, remove snow from sidewalks and trash and weed and do those types of maintenance things downtown. But now we're doing much more than just that and really taking a comprehensive approach to the revitalization of the downtown core. So not only focusing on aesthetically how the district looks, but also doing marketing and promotions, new special events, business recruitment and retention programming, and really taking that whole comprehensive approach where the Principal Shopping District, that image, and it does really reflect the whole new direction where we're going and now. And really, as the downtown business climate evolves, it's more important than ever that we reshape the image of our organization as well.
Mindy, can you define geographically for us what this shopping corridor is, and has it expanded at all with the growth of the downtown area?
The boundaries have not expanded at all, but the majority of the Principal Shopping District, which is the A District, the real urban core, is from 96 to the south, up to the Michigan Ave on the east by the tracks by Claire's train station, all the way going north to Shiawassee by LCC, and then coming back all the way down to 496 on the east side of Capitol Avenue. So it's a pretty big area for the A District of the, it's still the Principal Shopping District, our boundaries, but our organization is Downtown Lansing, Inc., but the really growth in that core is through infill development and redevelopment of formerly abandoned buildings like the power station.
Right. Do you know how many square miles it covers?
I don't know how many square miles, but our entire boundary is 64 blocks.
Okay. All right. That's good enough. 64 blocks and a lot of new businesses in those 64 blocks, correct?
Absolutely, and we have five new restaurants, one open today, that are coming this fall as well. There's a new sushi restaurant on Allegan Street next to the downtown doghouse that opened today.
And what are the other four you mentioned?
The other four, the new Waterfront Bar and Grill in the new Lansing City Market right on the riverfront. It's the first time in decades that you can actually even enjoy a cocktail and a meal along the Grand River. Mm-hmm. So that is great news. And we also have Zoop that is coming on 212 South Washington Square early October.
Okay.
And they are predominantly in the Metro Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
They're similar to a Panera Bread.
Okay.
Their franchise. And then next to them at 214 South Washington is Lenny's Sub Shop, which started in Memphis, Tennessee. They're predominantly a franchise in the South, and Michigan's their 19th state that they are in.
All right. Was it Zeus, you said? Z-E-U?
Zoop. Z-O-U-P.
Z-O-U-P. Okay, Zoup.
And they specialize in homemade hearty soup.
Okay, well, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yep.
And the waterfront place that you mentioned at the city market, I believe that is run by the same people who run the River House Inn in
you
Williamston.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep, you're
okay,
correct.
Okay, that's Sue and Scott, and that is one of my favorite places. So I can certainly attest if it's going to be the same quality, it's going to be a fantastic addition to the riverfront.
Oh, absolutely. And they also have a full bar as well, and they can seat about 50 people. So it's really exciting.
In terms of the image and what it means, how it reflects what Lansing has become, even the logo, very different, very dynamic, I thought.
Yes, yes. The logo, obviously, is a distinctive mark. That's a D. And you can actually see an L and an I in it as well if you look close. And it represents really just kind of all the different blocks and shapes of downtown. And then those pieces can break out and kind of represent with the icons. We have a martini glass, and it symbolizes nightlife and, you know, music, and one for dining and residential. There's a house and a heart that represents community and events. And it's just something that I think all of our stakeholders and even visitors can just relate to and identify with. That makes a lot more sense because downtowns are dynamic and there's so many different components of them. So it's trying to capture all of those. And they're really incorporated on our new website that went live today as well at downtownlansing.org.
Downtownlansing.org, you said?
Yes.
Downtownlansing.org, and you can check that out. You'll also see a very creative new logo that I think is going to be catchy. And look forward to the name change and see how that goes.
Yep, we're really, really excited about it. And it's another great step forward for our capital city.
Thank you very much, Mindy.
You're welcome, Mindy Bilodeau.
Executive Director, Downtown Lansing, Inc., formerly Principal Shopping District. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.